This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The Chamber Music Cooperative of the Southwest, Chamber Chops, plays music of the Expressionist movement Sunday afternoon at Albuquerque's Congregation Albert. Chamber works by Mahler, Hindemith, Russian composer Victor Ewald, and contemporary Italian composer Claudio Dall'Albero. With us this morning is one of the leaders of Chamber Chops, flutist Suzanne Bloom. Suzanne, it's great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is very adventurous music that you're playing on Sunday afternoon, mostly from the early 20th century. Take us through, if you will, the three pieces that you're performing.
Well, first we have the Hindemith Septet for flute, clarinet, bass clarinet, bassoon, trumpet, and oboe. Then we have Mahler's three songs, and it's from a collection of songs that he originally wrote for piano. And this one is arranged or transcribed, I can't remember which, for woodwind quintet.
Ooh, lovely.
Yes. And then the next piece, of course, is the Ewald Brass Quintet. And that one is also 20th century, but it's more romantic than it is expressionist.
Right. And when we say expressionist, we're more or less talking about the second Viennese school and influenced by Schoenberg.
Right. The Hindemith is very dissonant. It's a tough piece to play, a tough piece to come together and coordinate. There are a lot of challenges in that, and it's definitely more modern sounding.
More in keeping with what we would think of with the second Viennese school.
Correct. It's definitely not romantic or tonal in the sense of the romantic movement.
Now, as I mentioned, also a contemporary work by Claudio Dall'Albero. Tell us about that and how you came across that piece.
Actually, our saxophonist, Steve Ruger, came across that piece. We needed a third piece to put in there, and Steve had played with us in the previous concert in November, and we thought it'd be great to feature a saxophone piece and asked him to come up with something. And this is a piece that he chose with three other saxophonists that he's working with.
What you just described, the way the saxophonist found this piece and brought it to you, is a good explanation of how Chamber Chops works. Remind us of what the structure is and how the programs come together.
Chamber Chops doesn't have a music director. There's no program director who chooses the music. Once a year, usually about this time of year, we put out a call and ask all the musicians to submit their pieces for consideration, pieces that they want to hear, pieces that they've always wanted to play. And we make a big list of those, along with a list of music that the community members or concert goers have suggested. And then we get together with 10 musicians total within the group, and we put together the programs for the next season. The board approves those, and that encapsulates the cooperative element of our group. We all work together to put together an exciting program to share with the community.
Now, what was the impulse behind creating this kind of organization? Suzanne, why not become part of something that already existed? What was special about this structure?
We couldn't find anything out there like it. And nobody who was out there was interested in what we were doing. They wanted to have a hand in the program, choosing the music, and we wanted to work together. We didn't want a conductor. We felt like there's enough talented musicians out there to be able to choose a program and interpret the music together.
And part of the idea of the organization is to present these concerts without charge.
Correct. We wanted it to be accessible to all members of the community, children, families, young people. So we just want free access to everybody to familiarize people with these great works by great composers.
Flutist Suzanne Bloom is part of Chamber Chops, the Chamber Music Cooperative of the Southwest. They perform Sunday afternoon at 2 at Congregation Albert, 3800 Louisiana Northeast in Albuquerque. No tickets are required. Donations will be appreciated. For information, visit chamberchops.org. Suzanne, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.